Unit 2. The Iditarod Race.
Go Huskies! It's a cold March day in Nome, Alaska. People are standing in the snow to watch the end of a race. They are not waiting for skiers. The amazing athletes that will cross the finish line are dogs. It's the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Teams from all over the world come to compete. Each team is made up of a human driver, called the musher, and up to 12 dogs. The dogs work together to pull a sled. The sled carries food, a tent, and other supplies. Why bring a tent? Because this race lasts for more than a week. The racers must travel over 1,800 kilometers to the finish line. It is the longest dog sled race in the world. People have been using dog sleds in Alaska for over 100 years. During the cold winters, ice and snow kept ships and planes from bringing supplies. Dog sleds were the only way to deliver food, mail, and other necessary things. In 1925, during a terrible winter, brave dogs and mushers helped to bring medicine to sick children in Nome. The first Iditarod race was held over 30 years ago. It was done to remember that very special event. The Iditarod is a very difficult race. Along the way, dogs must pull the sled over steep, snowy hills and across icy rivers. They often have to race in snowstorms and temperatures as low as minus 30 degrees Celsius. The dogs need to wear special boots that protect their feet. The dog's thick fur keeps them warm. They can sleep comfortably outside in the snow. Actually, the mushers must watch their dogs closely. They can easily get too hot from running. The teams usually race for 6 hours and then rest for another 6 hours. The sled dogs need a lot of food to keep running. In a single day, they can eat over 10,000 calories. How much is 10,000 calories? That's the same as you eating 20 hamburgers.